Yes. So Narayani Mataji was going to speak, and she wanted to, in pursuance of the opportunity to say a poem of her own composition, she will read two poems that she has written. Yes?
Yes, but they do not rhyme.
But they do not rhyme.
So first I will read, it's in answer to those questions as well, what I've written about this particular retreat, some things I learned from Buri Champavu in his class. He said, Krishna consciousness means deciding where you want to go. A higher life with Krishna in Goloka. And after deciding, then preparing to go there. What stops us from advancing on the path? Material desires come into the mind while we chant. But Buri Champavu says, don't dwell on desires, but call out to Krishna. Special mercy in Varshana under the shelter of Radharani's lotus feet. In Vrindakund at the feet of the desire tree, Tulsi Devi. Special mercy at Tirukadamba at the feet of Srila Rupa Goswami. Begging their mercy and hoping for the glance of Gornitai, we continue to chant Hare Krishna. Then for the last retreat, I read it, but it's so much applicable for this retreat as well. The title of this poem is Forever Free. A patient released, a new life, a new hope for real life. Shelter of Radharani's lotus feet and Krishna's mercy. Now, I will no longer obey the mind. Trust the mind, serve the mind. It has betrayed me. Now, no more. I am Krishna's, and Krishna is mine. Krishna's name, my only shelter, my only guide, my only hope. Now I'll make a firm resolve to live as spirit soul, to be a servant of Radha Govinda. No more disease, no more lamentation. From now on, I am forever free. That is also applicable for this retreat. And that last part was my sankalpa, actually, for last year. But determined to live as a devotee, as a spirit soul, and not on a material platform.
Thank you. Does anyone have a poem they would like to read of their composition? Any brave souls? Yes, a brave soul. But please read it slowly.
Vashana retreat. Nam Yagya super treat. Holy names, it was wonderfully sweet to have your constant company during this retreat. Nothing else to think about, plan or do, but relax, surrender, and relish being with you. Upon us the tender gaze of Radha, assisting us all to concentrate on each mantra. Forgetting filth, stringent honks, pollution, feeling carried on to a superior dimension. Varshana, Vrindakund, Tirukadamba, no better place in the universe to do japa. Time to forget the cravings of my mind to the eternal reality making me blind. I can say I chanted 64 rounds. Rather, they carried my soul without jerks, heaps, and bounds. Sustained by Radha and Krishna Katha, prayers and songs, and most powerful sadhu sangha. Treated to a slideshow of Prashanta, who worked so hard to organize Niznama Yagya. I feel focused and invigorated. True for my chanting is what I really wanted. I pray to still endeavor on this path and reach the spiritual world on this holy name's breath. I'm hankering these sweet names to share wide, to help the devotees without feeling too much dry. I pray to still and honor. Thank you, servants of the VIHE. You made this japa retreat so meaningful to me. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare well. Quite wonderful. Any other poetry? Yes.
If you come to Varshana once, you will feel him at once.
Wait. Come this side? Come over here.
If you come to Varshana once, you will be melting at once. Rolling in ecstasy here and there, won't be able to live anywhere. Bolo Radhe Radhe day and night, which can restore your loving sight.
Mataji, you have a poem? Come. Please read slowly. And
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
I'm not so learned, so please forgive any mistake I've made. This is what I have felt, and I would like to share it with everybody. Oh, beloved Radhe, you brought me to Varshani. A low fallen soul, you answered my call. A dream come true, I'll never forget you. Oh, beloved Radhe, Sham Biladi, for your causeless mercy, all souls are thirsty. Please deliver us from worldly miseries. Always be present in our memories. Oh, beloved Radhe, you are transcendental. We are all foolish mental. Please rescue us from drowning. Just shower your blessings. Tend us your tender hands. We will wait till the end. Oh, beloved Radhe, Sham Biladi.
Yes, somebody there. Bhakti Lata Mata.
I was hesitating about sharing because I didn't really connect with the retreat. So, but I did write a poem reflecting on my experience. And I think just wanting to be honest with where I'm at, and I appreciated how you were saying Krishna consciousness is deciding like where we want to go and where we're at. And so I wrote a haiku, which is five syllables, the first line. It's three lines. Five syllables, the first line. The second is seven syllables. And the last is five syllables. And so...
Go ahead. Be brave. You might have to read it more than once, though, because okay. Haikus end quickly.
Yes. I pray to avoid the dark echoes with whispers. I feel no solace.
No
solace.
Okay, read it one more time, please. If you are able.
I pray to avoid the dark echoes with whispers. I feel no solace.
Hey. Do you feel some solace when you chant? Yeah. But you chant such nice Hare Krishna mantra. And thank you for your contribution to the retreat here in that way.
Hare Krishna. This is just a four line. I was wandering in the jungle of ignorance, bewildered, shaken in the state of insanity and impatience. By the Krishna's causeless mercy, the holy name appeared on my lips. All my miseries and their causes collapsed with broken ribs. Hare Krishna.
May they not heal. May your miseries, because ribs heal, may your miseries not resurrect themselves. By the mercy of the holy names. Now, we'll go on with more poetry in a moment after you, Prabhu. Go ahead. And then we're going to get ready for one word sum up of your experience at the retreat in one word. And everyone can have a chance to do this one. And it can be in any language you want, as long as you're ready to translate it to English after.
Okay, I'll just say it.
But slowly, please.
From misty horizons upon faraway trees, from the dust and birds of saints grow, a tiny hope has crept in numb heart that uttered name can become love. With sage's instructions, I tread over thorns as my duty. May the beloved of the all attractive grant me this persistent humility.
Okay, starting over here, going across in one word. Oops, I pointed at you first, sorry. Go ahead, can you do it? And pass the microphone.
One, wholesome.
Huh?
Wholesome.
Wholesome.
Presence.
Possible.
Radhe.
Repetition is allowed.
Confusion. Hare. Mercy. Absorbing.
Loving.
Japa. Shelter.
Wonder.
Cause this mercy.
Association.
I'll say in three words. It's spiritually very elevating.
Okay. Okay.
Loneliness. Intense.
Humility search.
Amazing. Humbling.
Wait, say that one again.
Humbling.
Humbling.
Exhausting. Encourage.
Was that exalting?
Exhausting.
Exhausting.
Exhausting. Yeah. Tiring.
Trying.
Conscious. Roller coaster.
With a hyphen.
Reality.
I'm sorry. Say it again.
Transcendental reality.
Oh.
Accept me.
Spiritually exhilarating.
Spiritually exhilarating.
Marvelous.
Determination. Worry.
Worry.
Quiet.
Japa inspiration.
Reality check. Mercy. Gembira, that's Bahasa Malaysia for happy.
Surrender. Surprise.
Mercy. Disconnected. Penetrating. Be satisfied. Mixed. Opportunity. Concentration. Uplifting. Humbling. Purifying.
Purifying.
Hard work.
Strengthening.
Presence. Surrender. Effort.
I'm sorry, could you say that?
Effort. Mercy. Service. Maybe.
Valuable.
Healing. Invigorating. Blissful. Nectarian. Belonging. Motivating. Relationship. Grounding. Humbling.
Nothing like getting hit on the head with a pole to ground you.
Melting pot. Guru Kripa.
How many of you also experience most of the emotions that the other devotees also say? Most of those words I did. Thank you. Now, one poem now. Who's the next poet? Oh, yes. Yes. What are you going to do? Okay, a poem. You come up quickly. Okay, come up quickly, two of them. And then we're going to move to the most striking thing that happened to you during the retreat.
My poem also does not rhyme. The last verse of my poem also includes my sankalpa and is also impossible. But I will quote the words of my mother when she gave me impossible tasks to fulfill. She said that at least if you aim for the stars and you miss, you'll become over the moon. Chanting Krishna's names requires hope. Hope that our incapacity will be nullified. by the mercy of the holy name, by the mercy of Srimati Radharani, by the mercy of Rupa Goswami, by the mercy of Vrinda Devi, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, by the mercy of you, fellow devotees, by the mercy of Krishna. Chanting Krishna's names requires faith. Faith that despite our incapacity, it is possible. By the mercy of the holy name, by the mercy of Srimati Radharani, by the mercy of Rupa Goswami, by the mercy of Vrinda Devi, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, by the mercy of you, fellow devotees, by the mercy of Krishna. Chanting Krishna's names requires determination. Determination to leave our incapacity and depend fully on the mercy of the holy name, on the mercy of Srimati Radharani, on the mercy of Rupa Goswami, on the mercy of Vrinda Devi, on the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, on the mercy of you, fellow devotees, and on the mercy of Krishna. Chanting of Krishna's names requires prayer. Prayer of surrender, service, and glorification. Of the mercy of the holy name, of the mercy of Srimati Radharani, of the mercy of Rupa Goswami, of the mercy of Vrinda Devi, of the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, of the mercy of you, fellow devotees, and of the mercy of Krishna. So this is the last verse, the Sankalpa. In order to achieve that, hope, faith, determination, and prayer, I will chant Krishna's names continuously and beg for the mercy of the holy name, for the mercy of Srimati Radharani, for the mercy of Rupa Goswami, for the mercy of Vrinda Devi, for the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, for the mercy of you, fellow devotees, and for the mercy of Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, this is very short, but I hope everybody will like to hear. Rupa Nuga Shila Prabhupada Nuga Shila Gurudev Prabhupada Nuga Shila Gurudev Prabhupada Nuga Vaishnava Jana Suddha Kare Amara Mana. Thank you, Prabhu Burija.
Now you have to translate it. What was the one line? The Hindi. There was one Hindi line.
Yeah, yeah. Prabhupada Nuga Vaishnava Jana means all Vaishnava. Suddha Kare Amara Man.
So that's the purifying my mind.
Thank you, Prabhu.
See you. Burija.
Yes. Greatest, no, the most striking thing that happened to you. Yours is easy. No. No, who would like to say the most striking thing that happened to them? Yes. Come up. Why not?
The most striking thing for me is chanting 64 rounds. I have never done that before in my life. Only because of this retreat and because of mercy of Radharani, Vrinda Devi, Rupa Goswami, and teachings of Bhujan Prabhu and Narayani Mataji and Jagat Tarini Mataji, I'm able to do that. I'm really grateful to them for this achievement. That's what I think.
Thank you. I like this. Anyone else like the most struck things? Okay.
Hare Krishna.
while chanting in the wee hours of 19th morning, that is yesterday, I fell asleep. What I saw, probably in my dream, that I was standing on the bank of a fast flowing river and chanting vigorously. I woke up and found myself lying on my bed like a log, motionless. By now, about an hour had gone by. I continued chanting throughout the day and I completed 101 rounds till yesterday about 10 o'clock in the night. This was I feel that it was a great achievement and it fulfilled my vow which I had taken about a few months ago that I'll complete 100 rounds. Thank you.
Hi Krishna. So my body had declared the war yesterday against the 64 japa rounds, but the mercy of the association and all the nectar we hear had really pushed me to make it to 64. So thank you everybody. Thank you.
What struck you? Yeah. Yes?
I mean, the first day we went to Telkadam, as everyone was going to find a nice place for chanting, and I was also like roaming in the garden to find a place. And at one time I was just thinking about Parikshit Maharaj, that Parikshit Maharaj got like 7 days before he will leave his body. And then I thought that he's so fortunate and we don't have even this time. I mean, we don't have even 1 second at any time we can leave our body. And I was just thinking that, oh, it would be so nice if one snake comes and bite me here and I will go back to Krishna. And the next moment, I was like very frightened. I said, hey Nishtha, these places, there are so many kalpa vriksh. And I mean, what will happen to you if a snake really comes in front of me? And I said, no, I won't be able, I will go away from here. And the next moment I was telling, no, Krishna, don't do that. Who will take care of my baby? I really felt frightened. And the next moment I was sitting and I saw so many holes, like snakes are living. It was again like I feel like it may happen because I just desired it. And I was not going, I just said like this. And I was like, no Krishna, in fact it's good. See, I'm telling who will take care of my baby. In fact, you and Radharani are the mother and father of everyone. And see how I'm like, my consciousness is so low. And the next moment it was like this, I realized that it was a great realization for me that, I mean, when we are praying, we pray so many great things, but subtly, like internally, do we really mean it? I mean, I was like, it was the most interesting thing to go to Krishna. And I was telling like anything, oh Krishna, it will be great if I'll just come back to you if a snake comes. And the very thought of the snake just frightened me. And the next moment, I was like, that was the great thing and I was not ready for that. And that I realized that, I mean, we used to tell this and that, but do we really mean it? Are we really prepared for it? And that was my great realization, like, there is a very long road to go, especially for me, and I need mercy of all of you, especially very pure devotee like Virajan Prabhu and Matiji. Hare Krishna. Yeah, the next day I went again. I was like roaming, and really I found like the big skin of the snake out there itself. And I was like very sure that if I would send, I would have not said, no, Krishna, I don't want to get bite by the snake. Maybe I would have died the first day there. Jai Bol.
Any other striking realizations to share?
Krishna, can you hear me? I'm sort of obvious, but hopefully not too obvious. The most striking thing wasn't just the fact that the big pole fell on my head on Alaska. That day after it struck, I think within 30 seconds there was two doctors on the scene, a friend making sure I had water, people offering to give me a massage, Narayan Mataji giving me Nrisingadev oil, which I said, yes, please. What struck me was the compassion of you guys, you know, of you devotees. In that moment, I think I was just a bit shocked, probably, not to have so many people come up to me and say, hey, are you okay? You don't really look that okay, but are you okay? I'm fine, obviously. But it struck me just how kind and how compassionate people can be, even to the point that I couldn't straight away continue to chant japa, but kindly there were some loud problems next to me chanting quite loudly, so I could at least try to listen to a mantra. So thank you, that was most striking from the compassionate devotee.
Anyone from this side? Some of the guys don't like to say the striking things, but guys means cows. It's okay. Sawa, were you going to say something? Okay.
Prabhuji is going to speak in Russian. I will be translating.
We are representing a small Russian speaking group.
That was English, by the way.
We are very grateful to such elevated souls who organize this retreat.
To Bhurijan Prabhu, Narayani Mataji, Prashanta Mataji, Jagatarini Mataji. Thank you very much. And the amazing impression it was that we small souls were in very high transcendental places. And one Mataji wanted to speak, the very impression it was that it no
there was no one who would translate for us at the beginning, it seems like. But somehow Krishna arranged in such a way that there were some people found for this.
Each once it was somebody who translate us. Oh. It's mercy of Krishna, Radharani, Vrinda Devi.
So someone could translate for you. Always.
Always translated. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Krishna's mercy. Anyone else? Okay. Where is Nimai Charan? Is he here?
He's right in front of you.
Oh, what do you know? Oh, I was wondering, I thought, well, go ahead. What was it like for you to be here?
It was a different experience, and one experience that is
Slowly.
Yeah. And there was when we went to Tirthadamba, the boy used to chant on the counter. So then the Babaji, then he told me that you shouldn't chant on the counter. I have no idea how he knew that I was chanting on the counter. And then he said that I'll get you a bead bag. He got me these bead bags and some junk on it, so I could chant on the Japa mantra. So I was very happy and grateful for this confidence of everything. And that really
Did you write something also? A poem. A poem, okay. Loudly and slowly.
O Krishna, our Savior, this is my humble prayer, that I may please your Radha and receive a drop of Shaka.
We're back into the realm of poetry. Anyone else have a poem? Okay, yes, Prabhu.
Jai Sri Radhe.
Jai Sri Radhe.
Coming to a rural Barsana for a Japa retreat, will it not be rough, austere, and hard? Then it turned out to be a marvelous treat. So my thankful prayers for the lotus feet of Radha's Lord. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you.
O transcendental and divine holy name, you always remain ever fresh and the same, even for the dumb, blind and lame. To them you give darshan of your pastimes and fame. Through chanting and dancing and feasting as the rain of mercy and purification, which is free from all bane. The beast-like mentality you tame through the chanting of your name. Lord Chaitanya spreads his divine game, who is above all mundane defect and blame. To give the jivas mercy is your aim. This is why in Kali Yuga you came to this wicked age of the insane. Chanting Nam removes the heart stain.
Striking experience. Yes, Mataji.
Hare Krishna. Before I became a devotee, I used to sing a lot, and for many, many years, I completely stopped singing, and I would just do kirtan once in a while, but not really much. This time when I went to the Barsana temple up on the hill, I was just standing there taking darshan, and the pujari just came up to me from the near the altar, and he said, there are two things that can please Krishna the most. One is if you cook very nice foodstuffs for him and feed him very nicely. And the other is that if Krishna has given you a nice voice, then one must sing for Krishna, and that is very pleasing, and by doing that you can actually conquer his heart. And I spoke to Narayani Mataji later, and I asked her if I should take that seriously, and she said that I should. So I guess that has been the most striking experience for me, and I guess I beg for the mercy that I can sing for Krishna's pleasure.
Thank you. Any others? Thank you. Any other striking experiences, or the most striking experience?
Thank you very much. In every place where I introduced it, it was a special sweetness, but especially I was shocked yesterday by Rupa Goswami's presence. By the mercy of the devotees who arranged the puja, beautiful very much degraded the mask. And I rushed to him and sit near him and began my rounds. It was really forced rounds because I have very strong problems with my health. Most of them is I couldn't sleep more than 10 years. I was really unable to sleep, and every festival for me and every event like this is so much hard work, I can say, and I always push my body to hear chant, to participate in all of the events, and I just work hardly to chant my rounds. And my Rupa Goswami and Prabhupada is so much compassionate unto me. His big, huge lotus eyes was full of compassion, and he really glanced at me with great compassion, and he just seemed to say to me, "You have hope, just try, continue your efforts." And I was really shocked by this. And also when I came any later to this picture, and he really seemed to me crying out of happiness with so many devotees from so many different countries. We have really international group here in this retreat. He seemed to me cry out of great happiness that so many souls attracted by Krishna. And also a very amazing experience I received when Rishikesh Baba began to show the whole play out of Krishna Leela and Krishna Balaram Leela. I was really shocked because by my nature I love theater so much, and sometimes I also take part in plays. It was really my service sometimes. And when he began to to tell how Krishna calls everybody gopis and another another entities by his flute, I was really much my heart was so much touched by this telling, and I reminded this sort of thing. And also I would like to ask the blessings of all of the senior devotees and all of the devotees for me to chant attentively and to make my advancement and chant in Japan.
Let us. What hope? Yes, okay. Striking experience? But then we're going to ask you for hope also.
I was inspired by your sharing about the Pujari at Sriji Mandir, and I've gone out a lot to Sriji Mandir, and yesterday I went on Arsana Parakrama, two other women here, and I had such a striking experience yesterday. We encountered this old woman who just like very, very old, and all she does is read Ramayana all day. And at first, if you haven't noticed, I'm a bit of a stalker with taking pictures. And so when I came up to her, I was taking a picture of her, and she was like, "No picture." And like, she was like, she even had a stick, I guess, to keep the monkeys away. But she was like, and I was like, "Okay, Haribol, no, sorry." And but then my two friends, they were talking to her, and I was like, "Well, she's being friendly with them," so I decided to come and sit down as well. And then we asked her what she was reading, and she said Ramayana, and I was like, "Well, can you say, recite some, like sing some for us?" And she began to sing these Ramayana verses, and it was so beautiful. Like, I felt so touched by her devotion to the Ramayana, and I was thinking about it, and I was thinking, that's all she does all day. She just reads Ramayana. And the way she was singing, I was thinking, you know, if I can chant with that much devotion with the holy name, you know, I was just thinking, like, she has, like, you know, this Varsanavasi, you know, she has such love for Lord Ram. I was like, if I could just have a taste of that for the holy name. It was so beautiful to see that example of somebody who has faith and devotion. And then even she said, she paused for a moment, she said, "Oh, take photo. I even recorded her. It was almost like because we really appreciated her and her association, she was she softened, and I really that was very striking for me to have that.
Next kirtan you lead, please. Next time we have kirtan you lead. Your greatest hope, maybe, it's a tricky one. Yeah. Maybe this one we could just pass the microphone around. So keep it a little concise.
Can I take a few minutes to talk about greatest hope?
Yes.
Well, my greatest hope is that my chanting will improve. I'll be able to do pure, offenseless, loving chanting. So I can go back to Godhead one day and serve Lord Krishna over there.